It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Matambo, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, Pastor. How are you?
Good. I'm okay. I don't know about you.
I'm excellent. I'm not complaining at all, Pastor. It's a Friday. I'm celebrating. Our question for today, Pastor, is humanity ever able to know or conceptualize God?
Yes. Are human beings ever able to conceptualize God?
Yes.
All right. I've been immersing myself into trying to find out the exact way to answer this. But one thing I've come up with is that if you read in the book of John 17, if we go to the book of John 17, we find that God says that this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God. I hope you know this verse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when this is God's desire that we know him. I'm talking of John 17, verse 3. This is God's desire that we come to a knowledge of him. But we are not going to be able to know everything about him. We shall only know what he has chosen to reveal to us.
Mm.
That's what we will be able to know. We have got another text that tells us that we can, whatever knowledge that we may possess about God in this life is not complete. We find that in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, when Paul says that, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. In other words, Paul is saying, whatever that we are seeing today, we are seeing through a glass dimly. These are just puzzles. We are not going to get the clear picture until then. Whatever that we think we know, we know in part.
Mm.
But we shall have full knowledge then. When Paul is saying then, he's referring to a time in the future, which is after we are probably in eternity. It's actually the period when we are in eternity. That's when we are going to have an endless study about who God is.
Mm.
But it's not possible as long as we are this side of heaven. So, but as I was saying, that we can only know what God has chosen to reveal to us about him.
Mm.
For instance, God has chosen to reveal himself in four ways. You remember that if you have studied your Bible so well, he has revealed himself in nature. He has also revealed himself through conscience. You read Romans chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. There are people who never received the law, but they knew that this is right and this is not right. Because revealing himself into their minds. Though they had no Bible, they had no scriptures to reference, but their conscience told them that it is not right to kill. It is not right to do this. So it was God revealing to them through their conscience. God has also revealed himself to us through his word. When I'm saying his word, I mean the scriptures, because there is also his word referring to Jesus Christ.
Right.
So he has revealed himself through the scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. We are supposed to actually know everything that is in the Bible, because that's what he has revealed to us. Then we also see that he has revealed himself to humanity through Jesus Christ himself. So we can study the life of Jesus Christ, and we can have glimpses about who God is when we look at the life of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
So that's all we can know, because that's what he has revealed to us as of now. The rest that he hasn't revealed to us, remember Deuteronomy 29, verse 29 tells us that we should, the things that are not revealed to us, we should not worry about them. We should focus on what God has revealed to us, and that's what we should share with our children and the other coming generations. So I would say that if we are to conceptualize God as human beings at the moment, or as we are right now, then I tell you, he ceases to be God, because we cannot fully come to understand who God is. Mm-hmm. Once we come to understand him and know him, then he becomes an object. I'll tell you that if humans can be able to conceptualize God, then the Chinese would surely come up with a God. They will surely make him. They will surely create him. So we can never conceptualize God,
okay,
unless we give some job to the Chinese. So that's what I can say in a nutshell. I also want to support this, that even the angels in heaven, they have not come to a full knowledge of who God is as well. Mm-hmm. How do we see that? When you read Revelation chapter 4, verse 8, we are told that the angels are always marveling. Whenever they look at God, they are marveling. They are saying holy, holy continually. You know, it will be very monotonous to continue saying holy, holy, holy. They do it day and night. That's what the Bible says. They do it day and night, every time. Holy, 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 holy. Now, it becomes monotonous and so boring for them to be doing so. But what keeps them doing that time and again is because whenever they bow down and they raise their faces to look at him, they see a different picture of who God is. Mm-hmm. So he's continuously changing to them. He's continuously showing them a different picture of himself every time. So even the angels themselves, they can't conceptualize him. He is God.
Yeah.
I think that's what I would say.
So if we are not able to have a full picture of God, what are we teaching?
We will teach whatever he has revealed to us in the scriptures about him.
So we are teaching partial knowledge.
Yes, it's not partial knowledge. It's complete in itself, because that's what he has given us, and it's complete in itself.
If we know that we know part of God, we then know that what we know is part of it, not the full thing.
Yes, and the full thing is not necessary now.
Then how can we accept
it's necessary that? It's necessary in eternity, not now.
So if we can accept and fundis that we know only in part, how do we know that other people are wrong?
Because of what he has chosen to reveal to us right now. Based on what he has given to us right now, we are able to say, this is right, this is wrong.
What I'm saying, Mfundisi, is we cannot possibly logically say the other person is wrong. If you know only my left side, you don't know my right side, and then somebody else brings to your attention my right side, you can't say to the person who's telling you of my right side, no, that's wrong, because you only know the left.
My question now is, where would that person have gotten the right side? Because as far as we understand, all of us, we have the left side. But whether you're a Christian or not, we all have the left side.
Well,
Where would you get the right side of God?
So that's
bring it to. Yeah.
That's not possible, Mfundisi, to say we all have the left side, because as we know, God has sent prophets to give people a fuller picture, to add to the puzzle. Yes. So there is no way we could tell anyone in truth that we all have the same picture. That's not true, or else we would not be having to minister to anybody. They had to sit at the Jerusalem Council and decide which is the correct way of going forward. They had the information, but they understood it differently. There is no way we could ever say we know we all have the information.
Yes, but that's what I've said as I was beginning, that whatever that we have today is actually 100% of what God gave us.
We don't know that, Mfundisi.
No, we know it. Why? Because he only reveals to us what is necessary.
What I'm bringing to your attention, Mfundisi, is... What I'm bringing to your attention, Mfundisi, is the difference of information that exists within different people. Mm-hmm. While they were all with Jesus, the 12 disciples, it is Peter who got to answer the question, who do you say that I am?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm suggesting to you, Mfundisi, that while we may all be walking with Jesus, we don't all have the same information.
That's very true.
So when I'm saying to you, we have Peter who has one understanding, we have Paul who has a different understanding, and they came and disputed what is the correct understanding. These are people who are supposed to be both apostles, given the Holy Spirit to guide them. But they had, they disputed up until they had to call a council. Because the two could not agree.
Yes.
Even after the council, the Jerusalem council, they went their separate ways because still they did not agree.
Exactly.
So what I'm bringing to your attention is there is no way, Mfundisi, that you could say we all have the same information. They still don't agree. Even to, they went to their graves, Paul and Peter, disagreeing.
Yeah, but the issues that they were, that they had, you remember one issue was about the circumcision, isn't
right,
it?
Right, right.
Is that so?
Yes.
Yeah, but do you know that Peter acknowledged that he was wrong because he had been told by God that it's time now that the gospel must be taken to Gentiles. But he pretended as if that he should remain in ignorance. But yet he had met Cornelius, and actually God had given to him a vision about the Gentiles, that they were supposed to become part and parcel of the bigger picture of the God's people. So those were his challenges. But I want to tell you that coming back to the issue in question right now, yes, of course, I might not have all the information, but someone else might have it. Mm-hmm. But I want to tell you that as long as we are all human beings, none of us, even if you have got a fuller picture of whatever you think you know,
right, right,
none of us will ever come to a point of conceptualizing the entire God.
Absolutely.
We cannot. In as much as we may differ here and there, even if we bring our information together and we agree on all that we think we know about God.
Right.
Even if the whole world sits on a council and we agree that we know, we now know everything about
right.
God, and we are now on one picture about who God is, we still have something that we don't know about him. Mm. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
So the issues of us differing does not mean that there is a challenge that probably we cannot solve. You know, I would say that even as Adventists as we are, do you know that we constantly meet every 5 years, what we call the General Conference session, and we review our standing as far as the Bible is concerned, because we have not closed to say that this is what we believe in and we are not going to add anything or remove anything. If God pours out more light, we will still accept it. That's why we sit every 5 years to discuss and review our beliefs, because we know that perhaps God may decide along the way to share with us more light about himself, and we have to accept that light. But what I'm saying is that whatever that we are going to have on this side of heaven, we are still not going to come to a fuller picture of who God is.
Mm. Yeah, I hear you, Mfundisi. And by the way, we're having the sitting of the General Conference again next year, if I'm not mistaken. So because of COVID, it's going to be 3 years, and that's why it's sitting again next year. And then we'll be able to regularize it and have it in 5 years. So absolutely correct. And I do hope that we have people who are as audacious as we ought to be to bring these things to the attention of the church. And many of our doctrines perhaps need to be reviewed by the General Conference. And I suspect we will not be able to do that because we want to hold on to what we have. And we don't really want to be a movement as we used to be.
You know, the challenge we have is only one.
Yes, of
course. If you have got new light, if you have got something that you think we should review as a church,
right,
you must have biblical reference to it.
Right, right.
Now you cannot push something that we all cannot find in the Bible.
Right,
that's
right.
The problem that some are having. It's not like we want to hold on to things that we already have, but the issue is that those who are pushing for a review, they don't have enough material
for us
to be convinced that this is the right way now to embrace.
Right,
so that's the challenge we have.
But we
should remain open, because God may decide at whatever point in time to reveal more light to us.
Yeah.
And we should gladly accept it.
Right.
Because he is God.
Indeed.
We cannot understand him.
Indeed. Indeed. And I hope the person who asked the question is answered to an extent, because in truth, Mfundisi, I to understand an ununderstandable God is a tall order. And I do hope that we will be able one day to hold on to this faith up until we have the chance and opportunity to ask him face to face.
Ask him.
Yeah.
Face to face.
Indeed.
That's very true.
Indeed.
That's very
indeed.
True.
All right. Thank you very much.
This is a work of endless ages.
Right. Absolutely.
It's a work of eternity.
Absolutely, Mfundisi. Absolutely. Kosimfundis, that's it for us today and for this week. Thank you very much. It's been a very eye-opening exercise to talk to you. Hope you'll come back again when you're invited. Thank you very much, Mfundis.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too, Mfundis. All right, that's how we end our Ask a Pastor season for today and for this week with Pastor Matambo, who has been more than willing to engage us in our questions and our way of thinking to help us to understand things just a little bit better.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.